Blog Talk Radio.
You brought too many.
show number 977. Welcome. As we get ready to sit down for an abbreviated version of some good food for thought, courtesy of the chefs and your loving mad scientist here at Soul Tree Media in a Raw. I'm your host, Michael Ozingham, DJ Honeycomb, and as always, it is good to have you in the house. Soul Tree Radio in the Raw, proudly sponsored by BASNNewsroom.com and the Assassins of the Black Athlete Sports Network. Get all the good shit, the who, what, when, where, why, and how, right now at www.BASNNewsroom.com. Shout out to the members of the Brother Man Network, Media Reggie in Richmond, Virginia. Ricky Hampton, doing a great job with his show, the African-American Athlete Show, Tuesdays, 9 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk. Ricky knows his stuff. He's a great listen. Lend him your ears. Tuesdays, 9 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk, the African-American Athlete Show, and check out his website, theafricanamericanathlete.com. And as always, Pat Freeman, the mighty Oba, may his tribe increase. Doing this thing 1:30 to 2:30 every Saturday on WUFO 1080 AM, The Mix, and 96.5 PA FM. Riding shotgun with me as always, the man from the East Bay, Gary Norris Gray. What up, G?
The state of Pennsylvania is the first one to have mobile betting at Philadelphia Philly and Pittsburgh Pirates games.
Wow. That sounds like something from back in the day.
This is not good. This is not good because you're going to bet at a game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So Joe Blow, who just lost his job, goes to the Philly game.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Blow puts all his money in a bet.
Yep.
Joe Blow loses his money. So he came to the game with money in his pocket. He leaves the game with nothing. This is not good. This is not good. I don't think this is a good idea.
Well, you know what, Gary? You're right. You're going to create a whole new crop of gamblers. And they say gambling's a disease. And I think for some folks, it is. If you have an addictive mentality, yeah. You know, there's a big difference between putting a couple bucks on the game and having the rent paid and the lights and the cable paid and you got food in the fridge and going there to make a bet thinking that you're going to be able to pay the rent. That's a whole different mindset, and a lot of people will fall prey to that. You know, this is not a good thing, and even though we know gambling has finally spread to such a degree now that you can't stop it, the fact that they've gone as far as they've gone with this and made sure all the major sports remind you, whether you're watching a Phillies game or not, that banner will say, you know, sponsored by blahblahblah.com, bet your ass and lose your money, you know, that's what's going to happen because that's what it has come down to.
Okay, boy, yeah, we got to do this.
Yes, sir.
For information about the black athlete, whether it be historical or analytical, BASN has always celebrated the contributions of sport's most innovative and unique being, the black athlete. In 2016, as we relaunch blackathlete.com, look for more of the same from our unique set of writers and historians. We have been and always will be the soul of sports. We are BASN.
We are BASN.
You damn skipping. Now,
Michael, another thing going on this week that I didn't notice it until this morning.
Mm-hmm.
The world of golf and the world of tennis is in serious trouble. And what I mean is this.
Yes.
All of the golf heroes are not playing the PGA Championship this weekend.
Right.
All of the LPGA, the Tennis Federation
Yep.
Next week is the French Open.
That's right.
Now, you're telling me this week that Naomi Osaka, Maria Sharapova, Serena Williams, are all not going to be there. Tiger Woods basically got by one shot of PGA. This is all beginning to add up. Now, the PGA and the tennis world has had a free ride over the past 10 years. Well,
right.
Guess what? That ride is about to end. Serena Williams is about ready to retire.
Yep.
And Tiger Woods is on his way out.
I'll say this much. Serena more likely than Tiger, because Tiger can still play in the senior circuit, you know, and they'll probably show up.
Who was the senior circuit? Nobody.
Well, I know what you're saying. You're right. What I'm saying, though, is that they will need him, to your point, because nobody's going to be watching golf at that same rate. I mean, let's be real. Tiger helped spring the Golf Channel.
You know,
may never say it out loud, but who the fuck would watch golf to such a degree that, I've got to turn the Golf Channel on, you know, and get my fix? No.
Yeah.
You know, that all came about because of Tiger. And they know it. You know, and as much as they are making sure that Serena will never eclipse Margaret Smith Court, let alone tie her. They knew that they needed her and Venus. Now that they have the Asiatic African sister, Naomi, she may be a great player one day, but she's serving them she's Serena's kryptonite, you know. So we don't have to worry about Serena again. That's what they're really thinking. We'll know more after the French and the U.S. Open. The U.S. Open is always the key because that's Serena's house. You know, she has always kicked ass there. And, you know, that Wimbledon, the French Open, after this year's Grand Slams, we will know what the score is. If Serena wins at least one of them, then their plans have gone for naught. But we know that's their goal, to somehow stifle Serena, to make sure that she does not get off and win that next championship. But we have to speak
on...
Yes.
Bethune-Cookman College will be playing today at 11:30 a.m. in the morning, our time.
Mm-hmm.
Wildcats will play our time in the softball championship.
All right.
As the Alabama State Hornets play Lipscomb at 1:30 Pacific time in the Tuscaloosa region of the softball World Series. So, best of luck to those two schools, Newcomen and Alabama State.
All right, so we got some HBCU love going on there, and congrats to the teams. Play well out there today. But we have to come off of this and give you some updates on a couple of things that happened. Wednesday on the Hump Day special, we were blessed to have my daughter and granddaughter show up to talk about the scandal of abortion being the law of the land, or abortion law being hammered in. Well, after the show, Leah contacted me and said it's really blowing up on social media, and that now Ontario is looking to throw down an abortion law that's quite restrictive, in her words. So madness is spreading across the board of the Canada, it seems.
Well, what's happening now in America is a complete attack. This started 2 years, 2-3 years ago.
Yeah,
when Agent 45 ran for president.
Yep.
Now, Agent 45 unleashed a political firestorm on many, many, many fronts. This is just one of his fronts. He is anti-female, and he will do anything to crush
That's right, he is.
Female politicians. Now, if you don't believe me, look at what he's done to Elizabeth Warren. Look at what he said about OAC.
Yep.
And see, your words, and see, when I was younger, and the sticks and stones would bring up old words that hurt me. And that's
right.
True. Words mm-hmm. kill you. Right?
Mm hmm.
And this man has unleashed a anti-female sentiment all across this nation, and his goal is to end Roe v. Wade. That's his goal. That is an end goal.
Well,
Roe v. Wade.
Hold on. Guy, let's not give him that much credit. He's facilitating the vulnerability of Roe v. Wade, no question.
Right.
But I think the oligarchs who back him, whether they be the Koch brothers or Sheldon Adelson or whomever else in that mix, they're the ones really behind this, because he would have no backbone if he was not, if it were not for these oligarchs facilitating this process. And obviously, the attitudes of a little son of a bitch like Barr and Stephen Miller. These toadies are down with the white power program, you know, that they would even flex the sign like they were Crips and Bloods was the clearest indication of what they think. And the fact that they are so comfortable doing it gives you the impression that they know they're going to get away with what they're trying to pull. Now, on top of that, we now know that Missouri and Louisiana are also going to follow through with legislation putting the hammer down on a woman's right to choose, which is very fucked up. So what we're seeing here is something of what I alluded to on Wednesday's show. America is no longer going to be slave state and free state. It's going to be choice state and abortion state, meaning legislation against. So all of these things are coming into play, and the map, just like the map for the Southern Poverty Law Center, where you'll see states that do this and states that do that, that will be the new map. States that allow abortions, states that don't. And believe me, I have a feeling that map will get colored in very quickly with Congress being where it is. The House may fight, but the Senate will try to keep it and
keep it going,
it and push it on and keep it going. Exactly.
Yep.
So
yep.
this is definitely a stay tuned movement, and we got to keep an eye on it. But the main story today that I want to get in before we get off here, because the special event, the Preakness, is coming up. A motherfucker named Richard Strauss, who was a doctor at The Ohio State University, has been found to have sexually abused at least 177 male students, according to an independent investigation, wink, wink, commissioned by the university. Most of the doctor's abuse were happening under the auspices of providing the students with medical treatment. This cocksucker, no pun intended, worked at OSU from 1978 to 98, primarily as a doctor with the athletic department in the Student Health Center. The investigation found that university personnel became aware of Strauss's abuse as early as 1979. In that time, over 50 motherfuckers who were officials at Ohio State knew who this motherfucker was. Can't get it out. Sorry, Ma Gray. They knew who he was, and she's going to get two bars of soap now. They knew who he was, and they still didn't stop. So, in spite of the persistence and regularity of such complaints, no meaningful action was taken by the university to investigate such concerns until 96. So for almost 17, 18 years, this motherfucker got away with this shit, and he was able to do stuff with impunity. Nobody did anything. Think about that.
It's all coming out now.
Let's give credit where credit is due. You said this after the Syracuse madness broke out. It first started with Penn State, as we know, and Syracuse's basketball team. The mom's fucking some of the kids on the team. The husband pretends he don't know, and Boeheim tried to play like he didn't know either, and he had to swallow his mouth and swallow his tongue on top of all of that. And now Ohio State.
Yep.
For years.
I believe you're gonna see a lot more. See, Michael, what the NCAA? The NCAA is a fraternity, correct?
True.
That fraternity protects its own. I bet you a gazillion dollars.
Mm-hmm.
The Pac-10,
mm-hmm.
the SEC, the ACC, the Big Ten, all have more than stuff going out again. What?
Oh, yeah. And let's not forget, as they were making this report, it ran over 230 pages, and there were a whole bunch of stories of abuse from former students who went to Strauss for medical care. The instances of abuse often involved inappropriate touching of a student's genitals during exams in ways that weren't medically useful. A number of students said Strauss would routinely touch their genitals at every visit, regardless of the medical ailment presented, including for a sore throat. Now, there's at least three dirty jokes that pop up in my head, but I'm going to leave that shit alone. The report also states that members of 15 university athletic teams were abused. Strauss's most frequently targeted wrestlers, 48 of them, according to the report, and the abuse often became more explicit over multiple visits. Quote, we observed that in other cases, the student's most egregious experience of abuse did not occur during the student's first encounter. So he's prepping them with Strauss. Rather, the abuse escalated over time in a series of examinations with the student. Unfucking believable. And we know that this stuff exists, but what bothers me is how ESPN won't say shit about this. And you know, when football season comes around again, somebody's going to have to say something, but they won't. Too much money involved. Just like the pay for play with the rich folks trying to get their kids in. I want to hear this. And we know our colleague Patrick Farrar is a Buckeye alum, and we love and respect Patrick. But in this case, hold your ears, Patrick. Fuck Ohio State. This was some evil shit that these motherfuckers did.
Of course they knew.
They knew. But you know what?
And they know about Penn State.
If you really want to.
They
knew about Syracuse. They knew about Penn State. They knew about all of that, G.
Thank you.
You know?
So I understand you're going to have to go out of state. But it's the NCAA.
Mm-hmm.
They need to stop.
But see, there has to be a consistent movement to tear these motherfuckers down because they've gotten away with it. And on top of everything else, they're getting it done for free. That guy probably had blowjobs and molested people.
Yes.
No retribution, none at all. But yet, these kids, whether they're on the wrestling team, football team, whatever the fuck it is, they don't make their scholarships by performing out there on the field or on the mat. They're fucked. Meanwhile, you got a doctor fucking these kids and abusing them, and nobody says anything. So, excuse me if I don't hold my breath, because if you think we're going to wait for the NCAA to do right by these kids, we'll be waiting a long time. Remember the timing of this as well. If they were going to expose something, they had to do it now. Because if this information came out, say, in July, right before football season starts, then there would really be some serious ass covering that the mouse, the rat, fox, and everyone else would have to do.
Yeah, because spring the ball, spring the ball starts, and everybody looks at how they have the football power. So there you are.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And nothing against baseball, but
clearly from what was said in this deposition, most of the athletes were wrestlers or football players or whatever, and that was this mad doctor's point of concentration as he did his abuse. Now, we don't condone abuse of any kind, but it's going to be interesting to see what kind of spin they do try to put on this, because they know if they had to put it out now, they're hoping that it'll go away, and by the time you get to late June, July, it's not going to be a subject anymore. But we've seen what happened with that son of a bitch, Nassib, or I think what his name was, with the gymnast and all the abuse he did.
Yeah.
Sandusky speaks for itself. What was done at Syracuse still hasn't been ferreted out, but it seems they're more embarrassed about their overall situation than anything.
The Syracuse case,
yes.
They dropped it. They dropped it because of lack of evidence.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, really? Lack of evidence?
They tried to pull that statute of limitations bullshit. But the real issue is they're more embarrassed about the fact that the wife of the assistant coach is a fucking freak and she was fucking them young boys up there. And the fact that the coach who was involved in this, Boeheim couldn't even cover his ass, and his bullshit and ranting wasn't enough to stop what really happened up there. So Syracuse goes on and makes money. Penn State goes on and makes money. And, of course, you know, with their new coach at Penn State, supposedly Coach Franklin's supposed to be cleaner than clean. So, of course, no one's going to, oh, you know, that was such a long time ago. That bullshit, that's when those lines start and whatnot. But make no bones about it. This is another level to the things that parents aren't aware of when their kid is committing to a school.
Yep.
You know, if I got to sit down with my kid and hear the coach, I'm like, well, okay, you know, what about the rumor about all them boys getting fucked up there at Ohio State? What you going to say? I mean, can you imagine a coach having to handle that? What they're going to say and what their representatives are going to say? You can't skate over something like that. This is fucking abuse.
When Penn State was accused of this,
yep,
they were buying a gazillion dollars. I don't know how much it was, a gazillion dollars.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But what the Penn State, see, this is where I get angry at. The Penn State alumni paid the bill. Repeat it again. The Penn State alumni paid the bill.
That's
so
right.
So, in reality, the Nittany Lions were on probation for 2 years.
That's
and
right.
Had to pay the fine.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up 1 year and the fine being paid. How do you do that?
No shit. Yeah. So think about this, Gary. You have a kid, boy or girl, don't matter. And if you live in a certain area, and if you are of a certain faith, here are the likelihood of the possibilities of what danger your kids are put in. You know, you come out of daycare, you go to church, you don't know if the priests or whatever are doing shit to your kids, because you're trying to live a spiritual life or whatever, and religion gets in the way of that and, you know, adversely affects the life of your kid. So you avoid that hurdle. And then you go up and you go to school. You get to the point where maybe you're a good enough athlete, male or female, to go to college. And then you got to worry about sexual abuse on, whether it's male or female, on a sporting team, basketball, football. All of these things happen. And it's like, it's almost being normalized that this is one of the pitfalls that you have to step over in order to make it to adulthood. That's very fucked up, G.
In the 70s,
yeah.
My sister played basketball, and she's very good at it. Very good at center. One of the best centers in the county. Right?
Mm-hmm.
One day she came and said, "You know, I can't stand my teammate." I said, what are you talking about? I can't stand my teammate. Well, it turned out that the coach was a gay woman. All well and good.
Right.
But what was happening is some of the players were gay.
Exactly. I know what you
and
mean.
And they were trying to have relations with other players on the team. Which was messing the team up.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do things like this and play a team game all together. So you start doing this, and you have a coach that won't regulate or
that's right. No, you got it right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or that you and this team was an undefeated team. They were 21-0. The next year they couldn't do anything. You know why? Because that coach did not rein in the problems.
So the chemistry broke down.
Team to almost not making the playoffs. Okay.
Did they ever?
Internal strife. And you watch this year, the NCAA, Ohio State, they will not do anything this year because it's number Ohio State.
Well, hold on, G. We run that a little bit. Did anything ever happen with school officials or anybody at the school regarding what's going on with Denise and the team?
No. Because it was 1970. Because it was a new thing. Because people were just beginning to come out.
And, right.
Yeah. So all these issues were just beginning to surface.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister said, if I ever happen again, I'm going to smack them silly if they come near me. And she later went to Magdalena College, and she had no problem with that. But see, certain schools allowed it to happen.
That's true. And there was a situation where one female coach had an affair with one of the players on her team, which is even more fucked up.
Yes.
But whether it's with the team, with an official, with a coach, it's a violation. And that's why the NCAA is living on borrowed time trying to justify this shit. And there's no other way to describe it. This thing will be solid. This thing will be eventually solved because eventually when somebody tries to give some sort of spin on this, the response is going to be...
Thanks.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Kiss my entire ass.
You better believe that shit.
Entire ass.
Not just some of it, anti-ass. Well, having said that, let's move on to the other event of the day, the 144th edition of the Preakness. Now, we know the three races, the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont Stakes composed the Triple Crown. We will not have a Triple Crown winner this year because the winner of the Kentucky Derby Maximum Security was disqualified, and rightfully so. Country House was put up as the winner, but Country House decided, I'm going to Maxwell House and fuck the Preakness. So, sorry, Ma. Anyway, So Country House is skipping the Preakness as well. And it leaves the horse racing industry without anything extra special to go with their special event. Because, as my colleague and little sis Jennifer Thibodeau Bork said, you know, horse racing only gets but so many times in the calendar, sports-wise, all year to show its, you know, to keep its best foot going forward. And the Triple Crown and the Breeders' Cup have become those moments. And with every now and then a big race at Saratoga. But now that this has happened, the actions from the Derby were all correct. They did fine the jockey Luis Saez. And on top of that, Saez, who was very successful in Maryland and Florida, is going to go up to Belmont to test the community up there. He's got to sit down for 15 days.
Right.
Now, knowing that jockeys can't make money sitting down, given what his level of proficiency was and how he was getting mounts for big races, this is probably going to cost Saez about a six-figure payday.
He
can appeal, but they're not going to. He's not going to get. He won't get any light, G. The appeal is pretty much just, you know, window dressing. He's doing it because, you know, irate, what do you want to call it, disgruntled. It doesn't matter. They are not going to hold up what he's going to be asking for. So he's stuck. And having said that, now the issue becomes which horse he will merge from the field of 13 to win the race. So we picked a horse called War Will. Because the jockey Tyler Gaffaleone made a spectacular bit of skill and manifested to a separate event by itself because he saved several lives by the way he rode his horse and was able to avoid a major accident and possible tragedy. So we like him. He's not the favorite, Improbable. The four horses, the favorite, Bob Baffert, who has been kicking ass and winning all the Triple Crown races he can get his hands on. He looks like he may be poised to win this one, too. But it's a horse race, so.
It might be upset, though, because I think win, really win, because it can be upset.
Yeah, I think you're right. Because win, it was a closer. And probably didn't like the mud as much, G. You know, some horses like that mud more than others. And he was coming through 20 other horses. So it's very possible that he really didn't get the trip. When you have a big field like that, oftentimes the best horse doesn't win because they're not getting that trip to get clear and have fair run when they go into the stretch. But now with 13 horses in the field, we know there will be at least a good shot for somebody to emerge, and we will see if win can win. aside from that, it is going to be one of those Saturdays where it finally feels like spring, because I don't know for you out there, but over in the East, it has been so gloomy and rainy. Now, it's good weather, mind you, but it's been like ain't no sunshine in the East, but now there is some. So
it rains right now as we speak.
I was going to say it's not supposed to rain in Southern California, but you're in Northern California, so I digress. Okay. Now that we've gotten to this point, please give everybody a preview of the Cove at 4 o'clock.
Okay. We're going to Tiger Woods, State of Pennsylvania, and Bobo Betting.
Mm-hmm.
The complete disaster area of the LA Lakers. I don't know what's going on down there, but
you're right about that. Mm-hmm.
And the Preakness, those are the 4 days. So it's Tiger Woods, it's the NCAA softball. Tournament is starting this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. The Music Box at 4.
Style Mix on the Music Box. That's 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Sunday, followed by us with the Music Therapy Mind Stream at 9 p.m. And if I can throw in a special note, the next of our command performances, Sam Cooke and Marvin Gaye, will be the first weekend in June, where we will have those great brothers come on, maybe spark some memory and generate some discussion, because as we speak, I don't think Sam Cooke's body, spirit, has really rested because of how he was murdered. Marvin Gaye, we'd say the same thing. As a matter of fact, on the 21st, we will play Marvin Gaye's What's Going On to recognize the date that it was released. So Tuesday evening, we will play a perspective of Marvin Gaye, What's Going On. And when we do our Sam Cooke, Marvin Gaye command performance, we will play in entirety Marvin's Let's Get It On album, because it always seems to be treated like a red-headed stepchild in terms of greatness. A great piece of work, but What's Going On so dwarfs it that we never get to understand and give it its full run. So this time we play What's Going On by itself, and Let's Get It On will be part of the Sunday command performance with Mr. Sam Cooke. So
on that note, yes. If Marvin Gaye were alive today, this has always blew my mind.
Mm-hmm.
If you read the lyrics of those songs in that album,
mm-hmm.
It amazes me, those lyrics of those songs. Can you imagine, that was back in 1970s.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what he'd be doing today if he was alive today? Oh my God, he would blow me away.
You ain't kidding, Jay. And I tell you, G, the lyrics that you just cited, you know, they all read like little separate stories, little vignettes.
Yes.
I think that's why the album's so powerful. You know, it's like he was having separate conversations, like when he's talking to his brother.
Yes.
What's happening, brother? How's the baseball team doing?
Yes.
And then he's like maybe sitting down with some lover when he's singing Flying High in a Friendly Sky, talking about his habit,
yes,
and whatnot, and how that the drugs was getting him. Oh, I understand perfectly what you mean. And I think everybody else understood too, except for Berry Gordy's greedy ass. He thought it was garbage until it started selling all over the place. And then he's like, oh, Marvin, it's great. No, fuck you. You know, this is, you know, there's sometimes you get to be a visionary and whatnot, but sometimes folks don't see it your way. And Berry Gordy was one of those. He left-handedly credited Marvin with great work when really he didn't want to give him credit at all. But having said that,
promote your Tuesday show. I'll promote it on my show. It will be promoted again.
Yes, sir. So, yes, Tuesday, we'll play What's Going On in its entirety. And we look forward to everybody's feedback. I got to get myself ready to saddle up and ride out of here myself, G. So,
okay.
We'll see you
all
Sunday,
right,
with the Music Box. I'll talk to you later on the Great Upper Cove for all of us here at the tree. See you Sunday. Ciao for now.
You know, we're dealing with a very critical and crucial time. Most crucial and critical time that I've ever witnessed. Being as young as I am, you know. We all don't want to say nothing else, so we say as young as we are. Now I want to talk about the pronunciation and the realization. Now the educator, they call it ESP, positive thinking, right? Some of the people on the cross other side of the pond call it vibration, a strong mixology and all those different things, you understand? But I call what it is and what it is. What it is and what it is. Look at him. Now you see, a brother, you take in the ghetto, you find a whole lot of crime. I can understand, hey, I know what it means. Being 9 years old before I got my first pair of underwear out of a store. You know, putting on a half press suit from the pawn shop with tennis shoes. Trying to be hip, so I know where it's coming from. Like the fella say, having catfish head stew. And look like the catfish went in there with his head and come out very quick and didn't leave nothing else. That's one thing the educators and the politicians and the establishment got to remember. Now, brothers need jobs. If you don't work, you can't eat. If you don't work, you can't eat. Get hip to yourself, good start, my brother, and get it from the street. If you don't work, you can't eat. Lord, you can't eat. So you got to have mind power to deal with starvation. And that's what we're dealing with. You see, we can't go back to the biblical stories. Two loaves of bread. Or two little fishes, five loaves of bread. Two little fishes, yeah. Five loaves of bread. Now look here, too many brothers to go by that. Now I want your brothers to dig where we're coming from. Set your mind right here. Dig the JBE experience. I dug this from a young man out of New York. He said the GBE. The GBE. Now we want to take it to the JBE. The JBE experience. And Fred, brother, brother, lay it on me. Lay it. Mind power.
Give us a chance, huh?
somebody. Brothers across the nation, you gotta get yourself together, unified. We need information. Brothers across the nation, pass on that right on information. Brothers across the nation.
Interrupt this groove for an interruption by our man Radio Reggie. Reggie, can you hear me? Reggie, are you there? Well, he must be grooving as well. So we'll split. We'll see y'all at 4 o'clock. Have a good one. Talk to you later.